Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can, you know, take the poll, read the stories, get involved, get engaged. Sign up for the newsletter, that's always going too. Now the newsletter, I send it out once a week when I remember. Don't always remember. But when I remember it, I send it out once a week, and it gives you information on what we're doing, stories we're going to be talking about, and that kind of thing. And I really do appreciate it. Brad Dacus stuck on a plane tonight, so we're not going to have him on in the first hour. And I would imagine I'm not going to beat my brains out not knowing what's going on at the airports. Not going to even try to guess that. So we've asked Steve Pomper to join me right after the break. Now, he's written a book called The Obama Gang. And it's a new book. He's a retired Seattle police officer. And he outlines the roots of the current war on law enforcement. Well, not just in Seattle, but in cities across the country. I mean, when you want to talk about the infamous Chaz Zone that was established, and then taken over in 2020 by the left-wing extremists. You know, truthfully, you don't let people take other people's property by force. Not in this country. It's just crazy. But we're allowing it to happen. And Joey B. has no problem with it. Seriously. No problem whatsoever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll have him on after the first hour. I was watching, going through different news sources. Kind of trying to see what was the news of the day, if you would. Watch what's happening. As many of you already heard, that Donald Trump, he has launched his own communications platform. But it's not what you all thought it was going to be, right? I'm not being mean about it. I mean, it's not a Facebook. It's not a Twitter. It's a way for him to get his thoughts and his messages out. Now, you won't be allowed to respond, but it would be a great place for you to grab it, grab some of those stories, grab some of his comments, and get them out there on social media until they start banning you for spreading his stuff. Now, I can see that happen. I don't know about the rest of you. We're not that far from that to begin with. As I told you last night, you know, two of the videos that were pulled recently from YouTube that we have. It's really funny because sometimes they'll pop up with something you pull from 2017. You know, are they going back and looking? I don't know. I don't really care. But the titles were COVID-19, Fact and Fiction. And there's no way they went through those videos before they pulled them. Not happening. Anyhow, Bill Gates. We talked about this. You know, divorced his wife. Or his wife filed for divorce. That was it. They didn't have a prenup. But they have a separation agreement. And they have divided everything. Remember, there was no prenup when they got married. But they divided everything. They've already got it set out. And I think he's going back to his girlfriend of 29 years ago. Apparently, I guess this is this whole open marriage thing. But apparently his wife allowed Bill to go every year on a long weekend outing with the girl that he had just broke up with when he married his current wife. I know, it sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? This is going to be another billion-dollar soap opera. God. Yes, honey. Because you're worth $140 billion, I'll go let you have a weekend of fun, and I won't even ask any questions. I'm sure the kids won't mind either when they start reading about this stuff. My God, and it's not even secure, but the only security is that mom and dad have money. And the kids, I think, are only getting $10 million each or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I seriously don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Second hour, we're going to do a little thing I enjoy. I got a bunch of clips on teachers going rogue in the classroom. So I don't know, what we should call it? You want to call it Teachers Gone Wild? I mean, I like that. But really, you need to start hearing what these people are saying to your kids when they're in the classroom or, you know, on Zoom and that kind of stuff. Chauvin's lawyers want a new trial. When you look at some of the, you know, you talk about jury tainting or jury misconduct. As you start to look at some of them who were in there, and now we're finding out that they were at some of these BLM rallies and so forth. I mean, truly, they lied to the judge. It's one thing to say to the judge, yep, I'm an advocate of BLM, or I believe in BLM. You know, but I can be impartial. Let the judge decide. Let the attorneys decide. But to lie flat out, why isn't that something they go to jail for or have to pay some money for, right? Anyhow, so we'll see what happens with that. I mean, just so many little things that are going on right now. You all saw the picture, and this is why I don't like to do a lot of this stuff, because it's already gone by. But you saw the picture of the Bidens with the Carters. At first I thought it was Photoshop. You see how big the Bidens are compared to the Carters? But then I realized how old they were. And frail. Not a joke, not being funny, but just what it is. We'll talk more about that. Joe Bazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are some messed up white people.
As a whole, all right, you can't take bits and pieces and run with it. Take it as a whole. Now, look, I've been railing on these people, in, like I said, in Seattle and in Portland and places like that for quite some time. And when you have a situation where a group, I mean, I whatever you want to call them, you can call them. I'm going to call them a group of thugs go in, and they take over a couple of city blocks. And my next guest, when I was talking to him a minute ago, brought back some memories to me in the old days. I grew up in the state of Massachusetts. And I remember one time I saw a riot, and I saw the Massachusetts State Police come in. And they were like a snowplow. They came in V formation, and they took that place down in minutes. And nowadays, I guess that's too nasty. It's too nasty to do whatever you need to do to take back property that people have taken that doesn't belong to them. We have to coddle them. We have to let them, you know, just they got to burn out their feelings for a while. And this is not new. You guys, we've talked about this before. This is not new. Ever since the days of Obama, and I would say even before then, but Obama turned it up in high gear. There has been, well, you know, anti-police, anti-law, that the Democrats have been pushing forever. And Republicans are much better because they don't put the big stink up. When they have control, they don't change things. Hopefully now, we're seeing some changes happen across the country. But, man, not enough. Not fast enough. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's Steve Pomper to join me. He is the author of The Obama Gang. It's a new book, and it details a comprehensive overview of the attempt to destroy America and America's law enforcement. Steve, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
All right, so first of all, I mean, give us an 80,000-foot overview of the book, what you tackle in the book, and then we'll get into some detail.
Yeah, well, one thing I jumped at the chance to do this for the National Police Association because one thing I saw it as was pushback. It was a way to push back against the onslaught that we're getting from the left against law enforcement. So that was one of the things that attracted me to it. Another thing is that the National Police Association exists to help police officers complete their mission, and part of that is to educate people on what cops do. Because even people who are friendly towards us sometimes look at something they just don't understand how that happened, and we try to fill in those blanks and try to answer those questions. And we also wanted them to know that this is not an organic uprising. You know, people didn't see what happened to George Floyd and jump up off the couch and get into the streets. You know, this is very organized and very well funded by George Soros. And we see we were just happened to be going online looking at some stuff and noticed that Obama seemed to be at the center of all this. And as we did a little more digging, we found out that he pretty much is.
Yeah, in my mind, there's no doubt about it that this group has come together with, you know, and Obama, probably part of a bigger group, all right? And because this has to be financed, to your point, Soros has got the money to make this kind of thing happen. And, you know, you probably saw much happen on the back end, but I said to people, we see it happen in small cities across the country where they're dropping off pallets of brick. They're dropping off, things that these guys can use as weapons, frozen water bottles, for instance. But what really is amazing to me is in cities across the country run by Democrats, they're telling you guys to stand down. They're telling you guys to allow them to do the destruction. It's unfathomable. I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around this.
No, can you imagine? I mean, I was thinking about it today. In Seattle, let's say, we've got people, that run the government there. They still want officers to go out there and do traffic stops so they can get the ticket revenues. And when people have graffiti done to their property, there's actually an ordinance where they need to get it clean within 10 days or 2 days if it happens to be hate speech type of a graffiti, or they start getting cited. And this is all during a time when they're not arresting vandals. They're not arresting thieves. They're not arresting people who commit assaults downtown. So you imagine being the person, who's sitting in their house, taxpayer, and, they're watching all this happening on their television downtown, and yet they're getting, pummeled by the city to make sure, they pay their traffic tickets, they pay their fines for whatever, that they pay to clean up their graffiti that was done to them when they became victims. And that's what I think people are looking at. And it's a dichotomy that I think they're going to get pretty tired of pretty quickly. At least I hope so.
Well, I think the frustration with you guys, though, is you didn't join the force to drive, to literally drive by crime. You didn't join the force to sit back and say, yeah, that's pretty bad, and then keep going. I mean, you joined the force to clean up. But one of the things, before we get in your book a second, this has been a complaint in the teaching world and other worlds, is You know, there are bad cops out there. There are bad teachers. There are bad grocery workers, okay? Every profession has their people. Why is it so hard to get them out? Why is it so hard to move them along, or it appears to be?
Well, it's really tough because part of the, business of the guild, of unions, is to protect the workers. And so they basically have this adversarial position with the, if the city wants to fire somebody, then generally speaking, unless there's the officer's been charged with a crime or something, it's very difficult for the guild to not support a board member because that's what they've been paying their dues for. Even if it's somebody, and when I think of a bad cop, I'm thinking of, maybe I don't know, sleeping on duty repeatedly, you know, that kind of thing. As far as a bad cop committing crimes, that's a criminal right there. And that's a person that if they're convicted or I should say investigated, arrested, convicted for a crime, then they need to suffer the penalties just like anyone else, and maybe even a little more because of the position that we hold in society. It's supposed to be one of special.
It's one honor, really.
Authority.
Think about it, right?
Yeah,
we should feel, and I feel. Look at, I feel that the majority of police officers that put the uniform and the badge on every day to go out there, they go out there because they want to protect the public, because they want to protect. This is what they want to do. I do not believe that a big number of police officers are out there putting on the uniform, putting on their badge to go out and see who they can hunt down and who they can hurt. This is not there.
And no,
I would believe that you didn't know many in that mindset either.
No, that's not what brings us to the profession. We come into it because, you know, we want to help people. I mean, it sounds kind of corny, but that's exactly what it is. Cops aren't that great at advertising when they do stuff like that. But throughout my entire career, I saw some officers do things that they didn't even want other people to know they're doing. For instance, one veteran that I knew was kind of a crusty old guy and, just a good cop. And I was heading back to the precinct, and I see him walking across the street from a bike shop with a little bike. And I asked him, I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I promised this kid that if he got A's on his report card, I'd fix his bike." He didn't tell anybody about that. Nobody knows about that. And cops are doing that all the time.
I know that.
But they're not into self-promotion. And
no.
you see that all, you know, that kind of thing all the time.
No, it's not what they join the force for.
You know, right.
All right, we got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of murder in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And a man who tried to drive through the gates of the CIA's headquarters has died of injuries sustained after he was shot by guards. The CIA says Roy Gordon Cole was known to them because he had previously tried to enter the Langley, Virginia compound. Officials say there were questions about his mental health then. Cole was stopped at the front gates Monday afternoon, refusing to move and prompting a standoff between himself and the guards. The FBI says he eventually exited his car, holding what their agents believed to be a bomb, prompting them to open fire. Cole was pronounced dead at a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
From Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I see that there's calls going on. So I am not taking calls unless it's specific to this issue. And you actually have a question for for my guest. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. If you want to take me on, Nick, take me on in the next hour. So, always a pleasure having you with me. Steve Popper joins me. He is the author of The Obama Gang. His book details a comprehensive overview of the attempt to destroy American law enforcement. I'd even go further with that and say, the attempt to destroy America as we know it. Anyhow, so, Steve, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, happy to be here.
And Seattle is one of the ones, again, I talk about a lot only because it was really the first place you saw the massive, breakout of violence, and it seemed like nobody was doing anything about it. And I'm sure you know people there, and you probably were told to stand down, or they probably were told to stand down. And at what point could they engage, or were they allowed to engage at all?
You see, that's been going on for a long time. I know when I was still active, we had WTO, of course, where we were told to stand down over and over again. And then the Mardi Gras after that, there used to be a very large Mardi Gras celebration in Seattle every year. And one of the years they had officers standing down, and one kid, his name was Christopher Keim, was actually murdered by some thugs that were running through the crowds assaulting people. He tried to defend a woman who was being attacked, and some thug hit him in the head with a skateboard, killed him. And that was all while we were told not to go in. In fact, some off-duty firefighters dragged him and put him in a car and brought him up to the hospital. That's how hands-off we were at that time.
Wow. And it's just amazing. Yeah, and I can't believe the city. But look at, with all due respect, because I know you live there or you live near there, I would say the same thing to people. You get what you deserve. You vote these people in. You watch what happened. What the Portland mayor got voted back in after everything that went down. So I have no sympathy for you. You obviously want this kind of treatment. Am I off here or what?
No, you're not. In fact, well, Ted Wheeler's situation is one of the worst situations you can be. I mean, I call him perennially the second worst mayor in America, or tied for it, because the worst goes to de Blasio. But Wheeler, one of the reasons he got reelected is the woman who opposed him was an actual Antifa member. So it was like, he believe it or not, he was actually right of her. So,
wow.
So
the Republicans
really
ran nobody.
No choice.
Conservatives didn't step up, in essence, is what you're saying.
You can't. I don't know if you're aware of Christopher Rufo. He's doing a lot of work on critical race theory in America right now, and he's from Seattle. He tried to run for city council a couple of years ago. I think it was in 2018 or 19, I think 18. And they pretty much ran him out. The left, and after him, they threatened his wife. They threatened his kid. They threatened, and finally, he just said, I can't fight this. I'm going to have to drop out of this race. He hated to do it, but when they were going after his wife and his kid, for him, that was it. But luckily, he's done some good work since then, but... Yeah.
I get it. You guys, I don't know how we take this back. Again, I know we're getting a little away from your book here, but one of the things I always say is, I get it. I get that we want to protect our families. I got that. But our founding fathers put it all on the line: families, property, businesses, their own lives. And if you watch what's happening right now, the left, the one causing all these problems, they're not afraid to put it all on the line. They're not afraid to create the problems. And I think until we step up in large numbers and crush them, and I'm not talking about physically hurting them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Until we crush them, this will never stop, will it?
No, it won't. But I think one of the problems that people make, even on the right, is they seem to think we're opposing the same old political opponents when we're actually after a cultural enemy. That's who we're fighting. They think, if these people only understood, then they would come over to our side. And the thing is, no, they know exactly what they want, and they're going for it. I mean, these are pretty hardcore socialists and Marxists, and that's what they want. And they know they need to tear the system down before they can do it. And you can see, for instance, Black Lives Matter, leveraged what the corporations did for them, basically giving them legitimacy. And then you have Antifa basically becomes their brown shirts, jumps on board, gets legitimized that way. And then they can actually do some serious damage.
Yeah, it never stops. And you tell people, until you start pushing back, until you start coming back at them, they're not going to stop. Because you're approving of it. When you allow it to continually go on, you're basically approving of the behavior.
Right. I tell people, like I say, writing this book was one way to push back. And then to give people a lot of good information was another way to do it. And then, perhaps they can get something from the book and they can push back. And I say even joining, your local school board or running for a city council or, writing letters to the editor, all the little things. You know how it is. You can see those people on the left hate it when somebody pushes back. They can't stand it. And they don't care who you are. They don't care if they've never seen you before. They look at you as if you're, some huge person going after them. Because they can't stand anything.
Yeah, don't you dare question me, right? I mean, that's basically the way they do it.
Exactly.
And they don't do it nicely. Yeah. They yell at you. And people back down from it. Well, listen, I'm an Italian from Boston. I'm not backing up from anything. Good luck to you. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the Obama Foundation, you make comment to this, but I would claim the whole upper echelon of the Democrat Party, the mafia has nothing on them. These guys have got it together. Don't you agree?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. And what they've set up is really, actually, it seems like it should be complicated because of the web and fog of organizations involved. But they actually do it very, very well. Well, we learned about it when we saw in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, we saw a story about the mayor getting rid of their armored SWAT machine because it was militarization. We looked a little further into it and found out that he had signed, Obama's My Brother's Keeper Alliance pledge, which sometimes they call it the Reimagining Policing Pledge.
Right.
They agreed to review use of force policies and then engage the public, get anecdotes, report back, and then reform the police. It doesn't matter if they find anything wrong or not. They reform the police. And they've got 300 mayors that have signed this, at least, probably more by now. 10 of the biggest cities have signed it. And then they go through, and they're doing this for Obama. And that's what they feel like they're doing it for. So they're committed. It is people are saying it's like a cult or like a religion. It really is.
It really is. It really is a do or die kind of situation. You look at Obama's presidency and principles, and you look at President Trump's presidency and principles for this country. There are two totally different viewpoints of this country, two totally different ways of doing business. And you went from, one, which was the Obama way of doing things. Now you've got Trump. I think the biggest thing that scared people about Trump or scared the left was that he said, today I give the power back to the people. And you knew that these guys passed out when they heard that line because it was nuts. not something they wanted to hear, right?
No, they didn't.
You talk about the this reimagining policy, policing pledge, right? I get a kick out of this because this isn't reimagining like let's rework. And now there are bad cops. There are like I say,
sure.
There's bad teachers, there's bad cops, there's bad firemen. All right, but.
Right.
But, you know, maybe there's a training issue here. Maybe we wait too long before updating. I don't know. I'm not a police officer. I don't go through the training. But I would imagine it's hard to keep up on. And, you know, I told you about my uncle was a Boston cop. And the one thing, he used to come home, and every once in a while he'd talk about it, and he'd say, you know, just think about something. 90% of the time we see the worst of the worst of humanity. So it's really hard when you roll up on something to have a very positive attitude to start with. Okay, and then secondly, when you come home, it's a lot to shake it off. But they are, you know, again, let's say that, what do they want to call it? They want to set out human relation workers or something like that. This is just crazy. Their reimaging police is getting rid of them totally, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting to use that euphemism. That's what they decided to come up with because it's better than defund or abolish the police, right? You know, they,
right.
So reimagining. Oh, that's clever. And you know, but some of the reimagining. I was writing an article today, and it was about in Minnesota and down in Berkeley. You know, they basically want unarmed traffic enforcement. And so you know, I reminded folks that it was a trooper on a traffic stop that caught Timothy McVeigh, you know, less than 2 hours after he blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. That was a routine traffic stop. Now, that's what that shows how little they know about what officers do. And then, whenever they do say about, oh, they need more training, they need more training. The thing is, half the time, or even more than that, they're upset with the techniques that they were taught in the academy.
Yeah, the ones that were already approved by the state. No, it's really
exactly.
Crazy when you look at this. And again, let them call the local drug dealer and need help. We got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Order the book during the break, people. I don't know what you're waiting for. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get back to it because, you know, I got to tell you something. You've got, you know, a lot of people don't read anymore. It's really funny. I say to pick up this book, pick up that book. Well, you know what? Can I get it online? Or is there an audio version? It's like, just get the book and read it. Steve Pomper joins me. He's written The Obama Gang. It's a book that details a comprehensive overview of the attempt to destroy American law enforcement. And you know, I'd even go further and say, and the rest of the country. Steve, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, happy to be here again.
So, you know, let's get to some of the, you know, the issues in here. You outline a lot of stuff in the book. I mean, seriously. And really, when I look at New York City, I mean, you make fun of whoever you want to, but Giuliani had that thing down. He had a very safe scenario there. The city was growing, and you had no problems. You could go through the streets without stepping on needles or people mm-hmm. stuff. But you know, you got Ithaca, New York, now has popped up and promised to get rid of their police department. What do they think is going to happen? Community policing from the average Joe, if you would.
Well, I'll tell you, Ithaca is one of the weirder situations, too, because they've gone, you know, a couple of steps further. What they want to do is they want to, you know, dismantle the police department and then create two separate, you know, divisions, one that's armed and one that's unarmed.
and they want the unarmed one to be larger and handle what, I don't know. But the thing that is about the armed one, they want the any police officers currently on the department to have to reapply for a position if they want to work there, which I can't imagine one wanting to. But I thought, what an insult. And the other insult was he had to issue an apology to the mayor there because he didn't include the police department in the discussions about dismantling the police department.
Well, why would he do that?
Well, that's true. but talk about, you know, having no shame at all.
Yeah.
He's living in his little bubble. But, yeah, making police officers reapply for their job if they want to keep it. It's, you know, the way they say you can't make it up, you can't make that up. Nobody believe it.
No, and you know what? Every one of these people that want to dissolve the police department and don't like what they do or what have you, later on I'm going to play a clip that's been going through the internet or all over TV too about the black woman who was calling the Hispanic cop a murderer right after he pulled her over. And I'm thinking to myself, I was sort of joking with you during the break. I said, you know, these are one of the people I would have a problem with. You know, the bottom line with it is that here she is giving him she has no driver's license, right? So we don't even know who she is to speak of. And even though she wasn't speeding, she had the phone in her hand. Now, in California, it's illegal. I don't know, you know, if every state's like this, but in California, it's illegal to have the phone in your hand. You're supposed to have it, you know, in a holder of some kind. So she's broken the law. Knew she left the house without her license, but it was okay because she was only going to pick up her son. So apparently the law has a line in there that says you have to have a license with you at all times, except if you go to pick up your son. I mean, these people are out of control.
I think there's a footnote. And she I also loved it when she told him that you'll never be white. He's like, well, okay, that's kind of a weird non sequitur, I guess, but he's telling you'll never be white. Okay, and that's, I guess, an insult. I don't know.
You're trying to kill me and my son, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, she needs to be drug tested. See, I would have taken her out of the car and said, look, you're a danger to yourself and others. I think we need to have you checked, you know. I haven't touched you. I haven't done anything. Yeah, you think I'm a danger? What do you? Wow. We'll have to have you psychiatrically treated.
Oh, no, I had a very similar stop one time where I stopped a woman. I couldn't see her because she was in a van. I couldn't even tell who was driving. She told me I had stopped her because she was a strong black woman. And the reason I remember the call so well is when I said, do you have any questions, ma'am? And she said no, and she almost ran over my foot. So I chased her down, and I gave her a criminal ticket for reckless driving. So that's how her day ended. But it wasn't being vindictive. It was like she was really being dangerous and almost ran over my toes.
So
those are the kind of people we deal with.
They got to do a ride along with you guys. They have to see how quickly things can change. They have to see the crap that you put up with, you know. And again, I am tired of hearing some of the people call the show or write me emails and talk about, I don't know what it's like. And, you know, you don't know what that person's day was like. Well, what if the cop had a bad day and just shot you for the heck of it because they had a bad day? That doesn't make it okay. You know, you still have to follow the law no matter what your day was like.
Well, exactly. And, you know, some people, they will go through civilian police academies, which I think helped because they go through simulators and things like that. But there was a guy down in Arizona, I think it was Phoenix. He went with Maricopa County. His name is Jared Malpan, and he's a reverend and an activist. And he actually went through some mock scenes with the officers, and he did 3 mock scenes. And in 2 out of 3, he shot unarmed people. And, you know, they were talking to him about it afterwards, and he said, it's different when you've got somebody coming at you. And that was the thing. He said, because I asked him, why'd you shoot him? He said, because he was coming at me. He said, but he was unarmed. Yeah, but I had a gun. Exactly. It's not rocket science, you know, people. And he figured it out, and I give him a lot of credit for coming out afterwards and talking about it, saying, you know, wow, it made me understand what. And then that was just a mock scene. Those are just off-duty deputies playing parts.
That's funny. Let's put some of the stuff to rest. Right? I always love what people say. Now, when I was in Massachusetts, you and I were talking about it. We're both originally from there. At a time when you used to have a permit to buy a gun. You didn't have to go through the check for every gun you bought. So I had 22 pistols. Never pulled it on anybody. Never shot anybody. You know, never had any of that. But I'll tell you one thing I know I couldn't do. I could never, even with a phony arm and a phony hand, I could never shoot a knife or a gun out of some other, you know, somebody else's hand. Why can't you guys do it? Aren't you trained to shoot knives and guns out of people's hands?
Well, you know, the thing is, we're actually, we don't like to show off. Otherwise, you know, maybe we'll do that kind of thing. But isn't it amazing you can get to be, what's Biden, 78 years old, and not understand that that's not a real thing? You know, especially working in the business he's working. He's an attorney. He's been in government all that long. And then somebody pull him aside and say, hey, you can't do that. We don't do that. I mean, a SWAT guy with a rifle might be, you know, in a stationary position, maybe. Yeah. But your average officer in the street while you're performing under all kinds of stress and other conditions, there's no way. And it doesn't even make sense that somebody would think that you should need to do that. I mean, that just shows you how far off they are in trying to be police.
Oh, they're trying to make it sound like, you know, you guys are totally out of control. Yeah, and again, if you've never been in those situations, you don't know what it's like. The black girl that was stabbing the other black girl the other day that we saw, you know, go down is one of the things that they said was, you know, he could have shot the knife out of her hand and gone, oh, boy, you guys watch way too many movies, you know. And on top of that, you've got the adrenaline running. Things are happening. You don't really know what's going down. And you've got to take – somebody's got to go in that situation. And
that officer was remarkable. Remarkable what he did under those situations with all that distraction, all those people running around, that he was able to have the presence to – shoot that girl before she stabbed the other girl and not hit anybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just amazing. I think he fired four shots, you know, and which is apparently what he needed. And sad thing for that girl who died, but, you know, it's like, don't go after somebody with a knife.
You're going to kill somebody. If your life is taken, you know what I mean? I won't say it's probably totally deserved, but come on. You're going to take somebody's life. You know that the chances are you're going to lose yours.
No. Right. You know, it's like all the people saying it's not right what happened to her. No, it's not. It's horrible what happened to her. An officer's going to have to live with that, too. And, you know, regardless of what people say, that really bothers officers a lot, having to take a life, and especially of a kid.
Yeah, and it was a child. You know, but it's what the left has been painting about the police and the military for decades. You know, I wrote a piece a couple of years back about how when Democrats get into power, the first thing they do is they take their pen and they start wiping out military spending. And they go to all the social, they take that money and move it to all the social programs. Well, what's that tell you where their mind is at? And yet, you know, they want us to be the world's police. Even the Dems want us to be the world's police to a degree, or go in and take care of these other countries that are having some, you know, troubles or what have you. Well, you can't do that without money. It's not fair to send our men men and women in harm's way. Like that. But do you see the major cities still going down these roads for the next few years as long as Joe Biden's the presidency? Will some of them step up and say the heck with it? You know, I joined to serve, not to sit back and watch people burn down buildings.
Yeah, you know, I don't see how it doesn't get worse, especially with now Merrick Garland going after police departments wanting to put more consent decrees on them, which is basically federalizing the local police departments. I mean, I left several years after we had ours put on the Seattle Police Department, and they did it all based on bogus numbers. In fact, we even had a Seattle University criminal justice professor debunk their study. He did his own study with the same numbers, and it wasn't even close to what they had said, and the DOJ would not release their methodology for arriving at the numbers. They just wanted to get it imposed. I mean, you know, there's pattern and practice you hear all the time.
Right.
Every single time. They've never met a department that didn't have a pattern and practice of abuse.
Yeah, I did a piece a while back, too, again, about how many interactions there are with the police every year, how many unarmed black men are shot, how many unarmed white men are shot. You cannot fudge. You can't smoke enough dope for the numbers to make sense the way they want them to make sense. The Obama gang, they can get it up on Amazon.com. Can they not? Can you get it there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, next hour. Teachers gone wild. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Come on back and a lot more to talk about. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Shields in the Real Time.